Hello! It is Thursday, August 27th, 2009. As promised, I am your host, Matt, and this is our second podcast after a break, well, every other day, so Monday. Okay, so we skipped a few days, but I have a life too, so I gotta do some things. Some news happened, some news that was worthy, others that weren't. You can check it all out, obviously, at the official website of this podcast, ps3news.com. First off, today, on Thursday, over 100 new pieces of content hit PlayStation Home. They're for Killzone fans. You can... They're in the Central Plaza. It's all decked out in Hellgear Wars and stuff like that. In the bowling alley, they have the ISA stuff in there. In Killzone, you can go to the Gamer's Lounge. There's also a bunch of new clothes, obviously, to go with this stuff. Most of it's just crap. I don't know why you would buy any of it. So, don't waste your money. It's not worth it. It's not real. It's a fantasy. It's fantasy. Don't do it. So, now that I got the daily home news out of the way, because you know you can't have any news without some crap coming out about home, because they love to just make up shit about what's not coming to home any day now. So, I just thought I'd have to get that out of the way. The first 3D game called Invincible Tiger, The Legend of Honto, Taoto, I'm not Japanese, I don't know. But it's coming for PlayStation 3, and I think it's also going to be on Xbox Live. The title is a side-scroller beat-em-up video game, and again, it's 3D, the first 3D game of its kind. You will obviously need the special 3D glasses, which you can get at the official website, which is, going to be on PlayStation 3 News, or you can go on PlayStationLifestyle.net, where they also have a link to it. If you don't have the red and blue 3D glasses, then you'd obviously need a DLP HD TV capable of stereoscopic 3D, which you don't have. So, hopefully that will work out well. It's the first company to do 3D that I've known in a while, if not. Whether it will work or not, I don't know. I mean, until you get 3D televisions, it's not really gonna work. I mean, unless you want to wear that piece of crap. I mean, it's not, the glasses don't make it, like, special. It's not like, oh, I'm really there. No, it's the guys maybe occasionally going outside of the screen. It's not really anything special. I mean, I'd say if there's a better game out there or an add-on, then not waste your money, but spend your money on that instead. Because, I don't know, if you're just buying this game for the 3D, that's all it might have. I mean, it could be a decent game. But for all the crap that you have to go through to just see, to play the game, I don't know. I would just suggest that you would spend your money on something, other games that are probably a lot better. So, it's interesting. You can check it all out. That's apparently coming tomorrow, Friday. There was a news story at forums.m4g.com, which is an he's an insider, an N4G insider named Super Secret. He apparently works inside Sony. He's got his own department. Well, not his own department, but he apparently works in a department that also deals with kind of programming and things like that. And it's a long article. I don't know if I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. I've already read it. It's definitely worth reading. It was really, really good to read. It's basically explaining the entire problem with the things that people want, namely in-game chat, but also it talks about, you know, in-game XMB and the custom music and why that hasn't worked yet. He does explain that no, it's not because Microsoft has a patent on it. He says that everybody runs over patents and they just get a legal team and then they just pay whatever they need to pay the person that owned the patent. So that's not it. The main problem, and he doesn't specifically name the company, although everybody knows it's EA, because EA is a pussy. Everybody knows EA is on Microsoft's dick, just holding it as they go. I don't even know why they bother to waste their time making PlayStation 3 games, if only for the fact that they want the money. But let me find the part of the article. Okay. No, the reason we had to drop custom soundtrack support like that has nothing to do with Microsoft. It does, however, involve a different company, a rather large company. You see, one of their games happened to fall into the 5% that didn't support in-game custom soundtracks, and they did not like this. When they found out that a new firmware update was going to suddenly make one of their games look inferior to just about every other game released, they protested a lot. They threatened everything from legal action to dropping support for the PS3 altogether. What could we do? There was almost no way of getting it to work correctly due to the way their game was made. Poorly. That's the example he made, was poorly. That's how their game was made, and that would suit EA very well. It goes on to say, and we certainly couldn't leave a broken implementation in there. That's when the hard decision was made to remove all support for older titles and instead adopt the opt-in approach that to this day most developers simply ignore. So unfortunately, it works for Microsoft, but the companies for PS3, I don't know, they just say fuck it. It sucks, but what are they going to do? I mean, you know, maybe I would get an Xbox for this reason. Because it sounds like to me what this guy is saying is that before you ever see in-game chat, not only will they have to fix all the kinks, but they'd have to get all the companies to go on board. You know how impossible that is? I mean, it's just like one in a million chance, especially with companies like EA down your throat, complaining at every turn how they want to kick you, yeah, they're not going to make games for you if you do this. What are you going to do? I mean, EA's made 60 titles for the PS3 last year. So what are you going to do? I mean, do you lose Madden? Do you lose Madden 10? No, you still want it. I don't know. I mean, would they really kick them off? It depends, because I think they love the money too much. But you know what? I think if they needed to, they would. So, I have to hand it to Microsoft. They did their system right from the beginning, and by completely separating it from the developers, they have universal support. It's very unlikely that you'll ever see mandatory support for custom soundtracks in games on our system, I'm afraid. So, it's true. And, you know what? That's my hats off to them, as Microsoft did something good for the first time in their entire system, was getting universal support, working and taking time to program these things, as where PS3 is just rushing through it half-ass, and half of it doesn't work. You don't put something out that doesn't work all the way. I mean, sure, you know, I think, you know, they put in-game XMB and custom soundtracks in there before so that they could just shut people up. So they would be like, oh, you know, this is cool. We can finally message people in the game. Yeah, we don't have to quit the game. Because, I mean, a lot of people that own the PS3 before that and, you know, the original PS3 owners know that sucked to own a PS3 at that time. So, you know what, I think they finally changed that. But I think they did it again just so PS3 people wouldn't keep complaining. But it wasn't really officially done when you look back at it. I mean, and especially with this article coming out, it sounds like they, you know, they didn't even really fix all the kinks that they had. So, they're still going around. And then this is the part where people are definitely assuming that it's EA. Of course, I can't actually name them directly, or should I get caught, I might even get done for slander. You can never be too careful. But you can figure it out. It's not Activision, and they have a poor history with the PS3. Dun 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 dun. So it's EA. EA, obviously. Everybody knows that. So what has this got to do with cross-game voice chat? Guess, I warned you that we might hit a snag, and we did. We found a couple of titles that just don't like it. Similar to the custom soundtrack fiasco. It can cause lag, crashes, desynchronization, very bad when this happens, you name it. It can't be used in these games, and it just so happens that some of these games are owned by the same company I've been talking about above. Well, here you go. So, we're in a predicament. Cross-game chat is useless if only certain games support it. It's not too bad if it's just the odd one that doesn't like it, but at this rate, we'd have to drop support for the entire back catalog, which would, as I said, make the whole thing useless. Furthermore, we can't rely on developers to implement direct support for it. It didn't work with custom soundtracks, so why would it work here? So right now, we're trying every little trick in the book to find a solution that works for everyone. But don't hold your breath on this one. So far, it looks like the best you're going to get is a GIMP implementation of it that only works with a handful of new games. Wow. Okay, and here is the last thing he says, is depending on the end result, it could come in firmware 3.1 or it could come in firmware 4.0. Hell, it might not even come at all, but rest assured that they are working very hard on it, and if it doesn't come out, if it doesn't come, you know who to blame. So, whether this guy still works at Sony is unknown, but again, EA, I've always hated EA. EA is garbage. They should take their dicks and shove them up each other's asses at that company. All they do is screw companies over. They're not in it for the people. They're just in it for the money. That's it. They're in it for the money. They don't care. Oh, we're going to put out Madden. This time we have a new song on their soundtrack. Holy shit, everybody runs out to go get it. Why? 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 I'll tell you why. Because EA is also too fucking lazy to just do what WWE did, and as I don't even like WWE, I don't fucking care about wrestling, but they did something that any other game should do. Just have a new download, and you pay like $10 for it, instead of buying a whole new fucking game for $60 like EA, which update the add-on updates all of the rosters, updates all the songs. Oh, well, yeah, this time we have, this is what they always say, it's visually better. Visually better? What are you, in 1250 80p? Like, how is it better? What are you doing, 4D over there? Like, water comes out when it's raining? How is it better? They can't answer this because it's not better. I mean, they must start off with, like, 2D graphics if it's getting better to me. I don't know, because when it came out, the graphics still look the same to me on the PS3 and the 3s. The graphics didn't change. And anybody who keeps running out there to, oh wow dude, did you get that new Madden 10 yet? No, why would you do that? And see, that's why EA bought the ownership and the rights to NFL. Because you know what? Everybody that remembers 2K knows that it kicked Madden's ass. ESPN 2K5 was selling for $15.99. Or just $15 actually. It kicked Madden's ass anyway. Play the Madden from that same year. Tell me that ESPN 2K5 didn't kick its ass in that year. And after that, they bought the rights. ESPN was no longer allowed. Sega was no longer allowed to make these NFL games because everybody knew that Madden sucked. So they had to quickly go buy the rights. So you know what? EA is a punk bitch. You know, whatever. I don't buy EA games because they suck. Just pure fact. If you look at the games from EA, they just suck. They suck. Okay, they suck. They have like two good games. They suck. They keep putting the same crap out. Oh, this is Need for Speed 20,000. Yeah. Okay. So you know that's unfortunate that they would go to that much length to really hide something like that. And everybody should definitely their hats off to that guy that said that. Even if he does get fired, I think he should definitely have his own blog, because he's got a lot of secrets to tell, because he works there. Some other headlines that probably aren't as important, but definitely should be mentioned. The first screenshots of Google Chrome operating system have become somewhat available. I don't think they're the official pictures. They looked very primitive to me. They didn't look very nice. And I think that's not it. But I'm running on Google Chrome. I use Google Chrome web browser. It's amazing. It's fast. It's about as fast as it's like Firefox speed. So, I mean, Google can definitely pull it off. If any company that can come in the game with their own operating system and pull it off, it would be Google. Because what else has Google not done? I mean, don't they have their own satellite in space by now? Like, seriously. They probably have their own area. They probably have their own satellite on the moon, goddammit. There's a few PSN online news. PlayStation Network cards are selling in game cases in Europe, which has kind of gotten a mixed result from many people. I don't know why people are so into this. I just don't see why. I mean, some people think that people that don't agree with it are tree huggers or they're for the environment. I'm not for the environment. I don't care. But the problem with it is, what are you going to do with all those cases? What, are you just going to throw them away? What are you going to keep them? Like, what the hell are you going to do? Are you going to start a collection of PlayStation Network cases that are, I mean, they're the same size as a regular game case with a card in it. Seriously, like, are you kidding me? And people don't think it'll take that much shelf space up. Are you kidding me? Okay, compare a tiny little card which you can put on a coat hanger, which you can put on one of those little hangers at the store, to a game case which needs to be on a shelf. What, are you gonna put two cases up there? No, you gotta put more than two cases up there unless you're gonna sell them from behind the counter. Oh, bring this empty case up so you can get the real case with the PlayStation card. That's stupid. Fuck all that, man. That is stupid. You know, buy that for it. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's not, it's, again, it's not like anybody, I mean, I don't know. You know what? I don't live in Europe, so it's not my biggest problem. Again, it's not really, I mean, people think it's a waste of money. I'm not, I mean, and then other people are like, I don't know why people think it's a waste of money. You know what? I'm not into the whole waste of money thing. I don't care. But you know what? Maybe they should be spending their time better, you know, than that. So, I don't know. Spending their money trying to develop, I don't know, a better update? Maybe they should be trying to develop that in-game chat I was just telling you about. having more workers there so they can get that done faster, even if it is half-assed or doesn't work all the way. Half-assed is a bad time. I mean, they're trying. I'll give them that. That's pretty much all there is today to report on. So if you need, there are obviously always news stories coming on to, PS3 News all times of the day. Thanks to PS3 News. He's actually the guy that runs it. I hope that everybody will keep spreading this around and, we can start this out as going good. I mean, we have the website going, we got the Twitter, we got the Facebook, and now we have the podcast, and we just have, we have a big backup, we have a big following, and I think this can definitely work out. So I just need, you know, everybody to keep going with it. On the last big decision I have to make today is what song I'm going to leave you with today. Obviously, you started in here with some Michael Franti, Everybody on the Move, which everybody remembers from the PS3 Christmas commercials. God damn it. I don't want to leave you some Bob Marley. That's gay. Oh, I got it. No need to worry, everybody. It's going cool. Let me see this. I'm going to leave you with some Mickey Avalon. Song is called My Dick. Very good song. If you have ever seen Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo, you will have heard this song before and be like, oh man, this is a good song. And it is. So, I am out till the next time. I was thinking about doing a sports podcast, but I don't think I have the time. I tried one episode, but I don't really have the time, and I also was going to try to put a forum together just to collect all my podcasts in, but I don't think I'll have the time to do any of that either. So, you can always obviously find me on PS3 News and this podcast page, and that's it. Don't call me. All right, peace till next time. My dick cost a late night fee. Yo dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo dick went straight to DVD. My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo dick look like a little kid's. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo shit look like you 14. My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so hot it's stolen. Yo dick look like Gary Coleman. My dick pink and big. Yo dick stinks like shit. My dick got a seizure, dude. Yo dick needs a tweezer, dude. My dick is like super size. Yo dick look like two fries. My dick more mass than the earth. Yo dick half staff, it needs work. My dick been there and done that. Yo dick sits there with dunce cap. My dick VIP. Yo shit needs ID. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. PS, we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. PS, we got dicks like Jesus. My dick need no introduction. Yo dick don't even function. My dick served a whole luncheon. Yo dick, it looked like a munchkin. My dick size of a pumpkin. Yo dick look like Macaulay Culkin. My dick good loving. Yo dick good for nothing. My dick bench press 350. Yo dick couldn't shoplift at thrifty. My dick pretty damn skippy. Yo dick hungry as a hippie. My dick don't fit down the chimney. Yo dick is like a kid from the Philippines. My dick is like a M16. Yo dick broken vending machine. My dick parts the seas. Yo dick farts and queens. My dick rumble in the jungle. Yo dick got to
church by your uncle.
My dick goes to yoga. Yo dick, fruit roller.
My dick, grade A beef. Yo dick, mayday geek.
My dick, sick and dangerous. Yo dick, quick and painless.
My dick, enough said. Yo dick, love spread.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. BS, we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. PS, we got dicks like Jesus.
Dicks like Jesus.
Dicks like Jesus.